Hello and welcome to the Greatest Gaming Duos podcast, episode number 6. Today we're going to be talking about The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Daylight, Battlefield 4, Rent to Servers, and whatever else we feel like. I, of course, am your host, IT Outlaw, joined today by...
I am Michael Henricks, also known as Across to Bear on Xbox and Act Bear on Twitch, ActBear91 on Twitter, and that's about it.
Sorry, guys, we've kind of missed a few weeks here of 2 weeks of podcasting. We've been kind of busy doing streams, personal issues, all sorts of things going on. So we kind of haven't been as active with the podcast. But of course, you guys have been there for our streams and all that fun stuff. So that's always cool. If you guys are watching, feel free to go ahead and ask questions in the Q&A as well. We do have that enabled, although I don't think anybody's here yet. So, big things happening here shortly. We got Watch Dogs coming out in about 2 weeks. And we had a couple of games come out, not any major releases this week, this last 2 weeks, but we've had some pretty interesting games come out. Let's see. First, let's start with, let's just go with, Mike, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing actually on my 3DS. I've been playing the new Kirby that came out and Bravely Default.
Tell us about those games.
Bravely Default is essentially an RPG, and, you know, it's a basic RPG like any... old NES one. It's more towards like that, and then Kirby is, it's the Triple Deluxe, it's the new one in the series, and it's got a similar feel to Return to Dreamland, if anybody's ever played that. It's a little short, but it holds true to the Kirby series. It's a fun game.
Nice. I've always been a fan of that little pink ball. It's pretty cool. I like Kirby. My favorite was the Super Smash Brothers Kirby, though, but that's just me. I've been playing a lot of stuff these past 2 weeks, a lot of different stuff too. Typically I play Battlefield, but I've been playing, we played Daylight, which was kind of interesting because that was my first foray into the horror genre. I'm not a huge fan of that. I don't even watch horror movies because I am a giant wuss and I'm terrified of those things and I don't like being scared. So those of you that don't know, Daylight is a horror game similar to Outlast and other games of that genre. There's no fighting mechanics at all. It's pretty much you have, obviously you're in a dark building, and of course it's an abandoned building, and there's lots of ambient noise going on, and it's all sorts of weird, and you have to find your way through the maze of a building with just your phone light, which has unlimited battery, by the way. Apparently you can last the flashlight for like 4 hours, which I thought was kind of a mistake, but we'll talk about that in a second. It costs $14.99 on Steam. When I first bought the game, for what it's worth, I actually had to, I couldn't get it to run the first time I tried to play it, and I was kind of upset. And it was because they issued a patch, because I guess the first time they played it, people couldn't play it as either, so they issued a patch and it broke it for the other people that could play it before. So it was kind of a hassle. It finally got it working the second day I owned it, and I streamed it live on Twitch, and it also has Twitch commands built in, by the way. I did not enable them when I did it, but the Twitch commands allow you to input things like scream, footsteps, owl, and something else, and it actually goes into the game for the person who's streaming the game. It allows them to, people in Twitch to interact with the game, which is kind of cool. It's really cool. It's a new thing that's going on. It's a new trend that's happening. And I think we're going to see a lot more of those games. We briefly touched on Choice Chamber. But Daylight, it was a good game. I thought it was a good game. The graphics were actually better than I thought they were going to be. Running them on my PC, I think I probably had it at about medium to high setting, somewhere in there. And it went really well. It was, it looked really good. Now, as far as gameplay goes, it's pretty simple. You don't have any weapons. You have a glow stick, and you can have flares. Flares you use to ward off the creatures, and glow sticks help you see things you wouldn't normally see, I guess. And they make you feel safer, to be honest. Like, I felt naked without the glow sticks. You can hold 4 glow sticks in your inventory, and then you can have 1 active, and you can have 4 flares in your inventory and 1 active. Basically, you're just running through a dark, scary building, and stuff's going to pop out at you. Pretty much it. About halfway through the game, the scares kind of stopped because I could predict when they were going to happen, and I could predict what would trigger them, etc. So that was kind of a little bit of a, you know, short-sightedness on their part. It got a little boring after that, I guess you could say. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed playing the game. I did have some genuine scares where I jumped and I was yelling stuff on Twitch. Sorry for everybody that was listening. Rest in peace, headphone users. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the game. I don't think you watched the stream, did you, Act Bear, when I played that game?
Unfortunately, I was not there when you played that, which I would have liked to see that. Seeing you jump would have been fun. I think those kind of games are entertaining to watch people play, you know. It's different. It's not, oh yeah, he's good at this game, or it's entertaining to see how people react to different things. And, you streamed it for one day, so it seems like it was a little short, in my opinion. I mean, I know it was only a $15 game, but I missed one day of streaming. I don't know how long you streamed it for, but...
I think it took me around 2.5 hours to complete the game, from beginning to end, and I'd never played it before. And I think I only died once or twice in the game, if that even. I think it was maybe only once I died. It took 2.5 hours or so. And a lot of that was just me being stupid because I couldn't find my way out of one of the particular areas in the game. So that was kind of... it was kind of short, so that was kind of boring. But at the same time, it was only $15, like you said. I want to stream it again, but I don't at the same time because I know exactly what's coming. Because I've already played it once, there's not going to be any surprises. However, the spawn points for some of the items you have to collect are random, so that'll change depending on where they spawn. But what else can I do with it? I'm not going to be scared again because I know it's going to happen, and I don't want to stream it again. That's kind of a downfall of that kind of a game, I guess, as far as streamers go. And if you're going to play the game, I mean, what makes that game fun is the fact that it is, it's supposed to scare you. It's supposed to be a surprise. So the fact that you can get through in one sitting and then not play it again kind of would be a downfall of that game, I guess.
Yeah, and I know we were talking about it quick before we went live. No spoilers or anything to whoever wants to play it, but you kind of guessed the end of the game. You said fairly early into it. So.
Yeah, about 15 minutes in, I could tell where the storyline was going pretty easily. Anybody with half a brain listening to the different clues that they give you could pretty much tell where it was going.
Yeah, so, I mean, that'd be a little downfall in my opinion, but, I mean, like you said, you had fun playing it, and it seemed like your streamers had fun watching it, or your viewers.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more fun to view than to be a viewer than it would be to be a person playing the game, to be honest. I think that that game is really fun for streaming, just because those games are awesome to stream, so that's kind of interesting. Thought about whether or not people are starting to make games specifically for Twitch, and like I said, that one had Twitch interaction, so it seemed like they were pretty much making it just for that. Looks like we have a question here. The question is, why does James have so much swag? Because he's Jamers, that's why.
Did those interactions in that game affect the game at all, do you know? Like, if someone made it you scream, would it attract the creatures or monsters, whatever they were, that were looking for you, do you know?
No, it just goes off the jump scare factor, so it just screams and jump because it screams and you don't expect it. I guess the footsteps is supposed to make you, like, you know, freak out or whatever because you think something's close to you. I think they could have probably thought that through a little bit more, in my opinion. They probably could have put more functionality into that, made it a little bit different, and it would have been a lot more fun. But it was a good thought. I believe it worked on some of the streams. I didn't try it. I went into a few streams that had it turned on, and it looked like it worked.
Yeah, I mean, it would most likely be a jump factor, depending on how loud the scream and stuff is, just to hear a scream out of nowhere. But, yeah, it would be nice if it, you know, like I said, make whoever was trying to chase you, if it would attract a couple of them, just to make it a little more difficult for you.
Yeah, it's definitely was a... quite a few points in the game where my palms were sweating pretty bad, and my heart was racing. When I first started streaming it, the whole time, the first 5 minutes was me just being like, this is such a bad idea, I hate this game. And there wasn't even anything happening, but they had really good ambience in the game. They had a really good feel of the atmosphere of the game. You could really get the sense of kind of like impending doom. The voice acting was pretty good as well. Some of the comments that the main character made was kind of stupid. Like, there'd be a noise and she was like, who's there? And it's like, no spoilers, but, you know, like, the same thing that's been happening this whole time, that's who's there. Like, what do you expect? Or she's like, what was that? Like, I don't know, why are you asking anybody? Like, if you're in this abandoned building and she's yelling at people, you know, like, she's like, who's there? Like, yelling, I'm like, you don't do that, bitch, if you're, like, in an abandoned building. You don't yell who's there, you just run, get out of there. And then that brings me to my next point. Of those kind of games is how do these people get into these situations? Like, I don't understand. how do they get into those situations where, like, in Outlast, the guy's in a insane asylum, and this lady's in this building. I think they need to, like, kind of work on how they get into these terrifying situations a little bit more, because... What was that?
So you want them to develop a better backstory?
A little bit. Because if it was me, I'd be out of there, like, if the beginning of Outlast, you have to climb up scaffolding to get into this building. That is, like, the worst. And why is this reporter going in there at nighttime? That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Like, that's really bizarre to me. I don't get that. But, I mean, obviously, they have to set up the gameplay. But at the same time, just no, no.
Yeah, and then daylight, I did watch a couple of videos on it, and I'd agree, like, the light on your phone, it didn't seem like it was overly bright. And same thing with the flares and the glow sticks. It did increase the range, but it seemed like it would, what it would actually do, so it looked nice.
Yeah, the glow sticks helped you see different things that you couldn't see before, like some of the designs on some of the items and things like that. The light from your phone was not bright by any means, no. It's just supposed to give you some kind of light. And the phone battery didn't die either, which I thought was really bizarre because, I mean, come on. Anybody who's going to be buying that game is going to know your phone battery isn't going to last that long. So there could have been some kind of dynamic in that game where you had to charge it, like in Outlast, you have to put batteries in the camera or whatever. There should have been some kind of dynamic like that. But at the same time, I kind of like that. Because you don't have to worry about it. You know, you're focused on the story. You don't have to worry about something dumb like charging your phone. You just go. Just get through the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, though, it was a two-hour game. So you could kind of say, hey, you know, a phone battery can last 2 hours. So, I mean, you could kind of look at it like that. But, yeah, I know we mentioned it quicker, or I did. But I like how the phone light would actually be like an actual phone light. It wasn't overpowering, so it made it difficult to see things.
Yeah, and then I like that the phone served a double purpose. It also acted as your map for the game as well, because apparently that girl had a app that had mapped out her, this whatever building this was, this hospital or this jail or whatever. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, it was a good game. I liked it. It was a lot of fun. $15 on Steam, $14.99 on Steam. Good game, good graphics, pretty decent gameplay and controls. It's on the Unreal Engine, so, you know, that's tried and true engine. But yeah, like that game. The other game that came out this week was The Amazing Spider-Man 2, kind of a low-level release. Not a whole lot of hype going on around that game, not a whole lot going on around it. I picked it up for the Xbox One digital download only. I could not find it in stores. $59.99, $60 full release, and I feel like I paid $60 for an Xbox 360 game.
I haven't caught your stream on that too much either. I did catch it, I think, 2 days. And it looks like it's fairly fun to actually play, though. It does look like it gets a little repetitive doing, especially some of the side missions, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I think it's a good game. I don't think it's a fantastic game, but I think it's a good game. I would have been happier if I would have paid around $30 for it. I probably would have felt a lot better about it, but $60, that's, you know... Well, I was going to say that's Battlefield money, but Battlefield's really kind of broken, too. $60 is a full title release game. That's not, you know, what you pay for one of these other games. If it was only $39 on Steam for PC, by the way, it's $39.99, which I feel like would have been better, but I can't see myself trying to use all the controls in that game on PC. I don't think that would work very well. There's a lot of bizarre actions, but then again, I'm not exactly the best PC gamer, so correct me if I'm wrong on that one.
Now, was the left and right trigger... Or, like, when you're swinging on webs, did the left trigger shoot your left hand and the right one shoot your right hand?
Yes, it did.
So it went back to what the original Xbox's Spider-Man did, which I thought was actually a good... I like that feature a lot.
Yeah, it's a pretty good mechanic. So the game itself... So the cutscenes are horrible, by the way. They look like they would have been good, you know, 10 years ago on 360. The cutscenes are... not horrible, but they're not great quality by any means. They could be so much better. The character modeling just is not up to par with next gen. Like, if you watch, I mean, like, Battlefield is a good looking game, okay? As much as don't get started on the gameplay, but as far as, like, the way it looks really good. The character models and the cutscenes are really good. Same thing with, like, Rise, Son of Rome, right? That game has amazing cutscenes. They look really, really good, taking full advantage of the next-gen capabilities of these consoles. This game does not by any means. It has really old-looking character models, and it's only a 10-gig download, too, which should tell you something, if it's not, that it's not a next-gen game. It's probably, from what I heard, it's a 360 game that just got ported over to Xbox One, which is exactly what it looks like. However, the in-game feel and the way it looks, it's not quite as good as Infamous Second Son, but it looks almost as good as Infamous Second Son. And you have the entire Metropolis that you can go through, and you can web swing onto every damn building. You can get into every alleyway you want to. You can go anywhere on this map, and you can go down on the ground with civilians and get up in their face, get hit by cars, whatever you want to do, and you can be Spider-Man throughout this whole thing. And that's really, really cool. I really like that. They also have the web rush. I don't know if that was a feature in the older Spider-Man games or not.
No, I don't believe it was. I mean, I haven't played any of the 360 ones. I only played the one for Xbox itself, but I don't believe that was in there.
Okay. Web rush is a feature to be able to, like, quick jump from spot to spot using the right bumper. You spot where you want to go, and it'll shoot you over there. Pretty cool feature. The transportation in the game is a little bit awkward, I would say. It's kind of difficult. It doesn't feel very intuitive, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Spider-Man doesn't do what I want him to do when I'm trying to get him to do it. You know, like, I'm trying to get him to climb up a building, and the camera angle goes all funky, and I can't see my character anymore. That's really frustrating. Most of all, it's pretty fun. The combat in the game is pretty repetitive as well. It's not difficult to take on a huge group of enemies, and it's not difficult to take on, especially on some of the side missions where there's only three enemies. Really not hard to do by any means. It's like really easy. Just hurry, get this over with, and let's go. And then there's the bomb side missions where you have to pick up a bomb from an area and then take it over to the river or whatever. And so you have to get the bomb, and then puts it on his back like a backpack, because that's a brilliant idea, and then swings out to the ocean and then throws it out over the river, or go to the river and swings out and throws it over the river. It was fun for like the first three bomb missions, and then you find out that it's like the same places on the map that get the bombs, and it's just like, what? Who's planting these bombs here? And they're not hard to find. Like, first half you have to find the bomb, and then once you find the bomb you have to get it to the ocean or to the river, and it's always in the same spot. You're just like, okay, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah, I saw you do a couple of those, and I saw you pick them up and actually jump into the river, and it doesn't count as getting it to the river. You have to stand in this tiny circle on the sidewalk, and then he throws the bomb in.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. In part, that's the travel mechanic of not going where I want it to. I feel like it should be more intuitive. I feel like I should be able to look where I want to go and be able to easily control my character to that spot.
Yeah, I noticed the camera angle on one of the boss fights you were doing. The camera angle was kind of tilted towards him, or not looking straight ahead of where your guy was. So when you tried to run to the left, he kind of just moved straight instead. So you actually got hit a couple times because of that.
Yeah, the boss fights are actually more difficult than I thought they would be. They're kind of hard, to be honest, which is good. I like that there's a challenge involved in that, but at the same time, it's very frustrating. Some of the best side missions are the ones when you're taking on like 15 guys, like they call it a deadlock, where the police are deadlocked with these bad guys or whatever. And those are pretty fun because there's like 15, 16 guys you have to take on at once and take them all down. However, it's annoying because the police officers are just sitting there and they're just shooting randomly like at these guys. And you're just like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
So the police officer are essentially missing every shot, mm-hmm. doing nothing.
Yep, doing nothing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a good game, though. I think it's a lot of fun. I enjoy being Spider-Man. My recommendation for the game is, if you are a Spider-Man fan and you enjoy superhero games and you have $60 to kill and you're not going to save it for Watch Dogs here in 2 weeks, or you have enough to be able to buy both, pick it up. If you're trying to pick between Watch Dogs, I don't think anybody is trying to pick between Watch Dogs and Spider-Man, though. But if you were in that situation, pick Watch Dogs over Spider-Man.
Yeah, and even just reading a lot of the reviews, it's been getting mixed reviews. So, you know, all the Spider-Man fans are giving it like an 8 or a 9. But I mean, those are like fanboys. And then everyone else I've seen is giving it like 5 to 6. So
I'd say it's pretty fair. It's a fun game, but it could be so much better. There's a lot of potential in that game to be really awesome, but it's just not there. They didn't take full advantage of it, and I don't see an update being able to fix any of it. I think it's just a fundamental flaws in the design of the game. So let's see. That's about it for Spider-Man, really. I mean, it's fun. I haven't finished it all the way yet. I think I have like 20 minutes left. Oh, and my game glitched out when I was in one of the boss fights, dude. It wouldn't do any damage to the boss. Like, the mechanic is supposed to be that you web shoot the boss, and he gets stuck, and then you attack him while he's stuck. Well, it didn't matter how much I web shot him. It would never click and get stuck and be able to attack him. So I spent like 30 minutes like trying to figure this out, and everybody in the stream was Googling YouTube videos of it, and we even watched a YouTube video on stream. I broadcast it on the stream. Like, this is how you do it. And I'm trying this, and it's not working. So I quit the game and came back into it, and sure enough, it worked just fine. The game just glitched out for some reason. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure it was the game and not Xbox.
I'd assume it's the game also. I mean,
yeah.
Especially where it's not on disc, so it's not like your disc was scratched or something weird like that.
Yeah, it is really bizarre and annoying, too. I spent like 25 minutes probably trying to fight that boss, and nothing was happening. And then finally, I got it to go because I had to restart it. So that was cool. But, yeah. Spider-Man, I'd say probably 6 out of 10 is pretty reasonable. I'd say that's pretty reasonable.
And then I know as much as you didn't want to, you ended up buying Trials Fusion.
Oh, God, Trials Fusion. What do you think of Trials Fusion, Michael? Tell me.
I've never been the biggest fan of those games. I've always played the free ones on like Miniclip when they were there, and I'd play them to about hard mode, and then I'd get to expert, and I'd just say F this and not even bother, just because it'd make me rage.
Okay, so to much of my dismay, I did buy Trials Fusion. I did not want to buy the game because it didn't really seem like it was that fun to me. I didn't see like the allure of the game. I'm like, it just kind of looks like, oh, cool, you're driving a motorcycle, whoop-de-doo. Like you said, I played a bunch of like Miniclip games or addictinggames.com games back when I was younger. I played those. There was also one in Google Chrome that was HTML5 based. That was like stick figures, and that one was a lot of fun. But anyways, so I bought it. It was $20. I bought it on PC, by the way, not on Xbox, because I didn't want to waste space on my hard drive on my Xbox with that game. So I got it on my PC. And I'll tell you this, it's actually kind of fun. The reason I think it's fun is because, number one, it doesn't take a lot of time to get into a game. So if I want to just pick up something and start playing it, I just double-click on Trials Fusion, and within 1 to 2 minutes, I'm already on a track and I'm already racing. I don't have to, you know, try to find a lobby and wait for the server to load, etc. Just in the game, let's go. Let's play around. And some of the challenges are really fun. They are a lot of fun. However, I am still surprised that my keyboard is in one piece and not broken in half. I don't know why that game is so rage-inducing, but it really is. It's kind of crazy how mad I get at that game.
Oh, I mean, to get to the later levels, you need so many medals from the previous one, and to get gold in all those, you need to do it all in one try. So I think that's part of the reason a lot of people rage at that game.
I was trying to decide whether or not it was easier to do it with a controller or with the keyboard. I couldn't figure out which one would be easier.
I've played it over a friend's house, and then from playing... I haven't played this one on PC yet, but I've played, you know, the older ones. And, I mean, they're about the same, in my opinion. I mean, it's not like the keys are in awkward positions where you gotta hit them.
Yeah, it's just the arrow keys.
Yeah.
I feel like on Xbox, though, if you could get, like... You could have a little more of an in-between type thing. On PC, it's kind of all or nothing. Like, you're constantly balancing between the two, you know, trying to get the right angle or whatever. If you were on PC, it'd be a little bit easier. Or on Xbox, it might be a little bit easier to get a more refined angle, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense, so you don't have to fully click a trigger. And
I don't think it's like a bazillion dollar, like, awesome game, but it was pretty fun. It's fun to play. I like it because a lot of people like to watch me play it on Twitch, so it's kind of fun. I like it when people like to watch me play games because it makes me feel like I'm having more fun if people are watching me and sharing this experience of this game with me, of how much I want to break my keyboard in half. It's, yeah, much better.
And I know a lot of people play it for the maps that other gamers make, And I know you, I watched you try one, and I thought that kid was going to be banned for life.
Oh, the kid that made that one? He was like, yeah. Check out this one that I made. And I tried playing it, and I couldn't even get past like the first part. And I was like, really? And he was like, well, maybe your bike doesn't work. And I was like, oh, well, thank you for making this the stupidest game ever. Yeah, it was a pretty good map, though. It looked really good, but it was...
Yeah, eventually you got, like, halfway through it, and then you just gave up.
Yeah, I was like, F this. Well, he told me, he's like, I don't think you can do it with that bike, is what he said. I was like, why didn't you tell me that at the beginning when I started it, instead of letting me get this far? But, whatever. It is what it is. Which is another cool thing. I mean, that's kind of a cool way that you can interact with somebody on Twitch. They can make the maps, and then you can play it on Twitch live, and people can watch you play, and they can watch you curse them to death, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and what, it's a $20 game too, right? It's not a...
Yeah, it's only $20, so I feel like that's a good price for that game. I feel like the graphics are surprisingly good, to be honest. It looks really good, even on like medium to low setting. Although it does take a little more CPU power than I thought it would, a little more processing power to get on high. I thought that was kind of weird for how much, you know, there's some modeling going on in the game. There's kind of a lot going on in the skybox and stuff, but I think it could be better as far as resources goes.
It looked like there's quite a bit of textures in the background though. Some of the, like the different metals you could notice, there's a couple different textures. So that's probably part of it too.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. But I feel like they could have been a little better with their resource management in the game.
So I know I've read some views on that. That was getting 8s and 9s. What would you give that one?
How am I rating it? Like, what am I rating it on?
Fun value, I guess. Would you recommend it to someone?
Yeah, I would recommend it for fun value because it is pretty entertaining to play. It's really easy to get into a game, so you don't have to do a lot of loading and all this stuff to get the game going. You just get into it, start playing, you can start playing a thing, and you can only play it for like 10 minutes and then you can stop. You can accomplish a lot in 10 minutes in that game, or you can accomplish absolutely nothing in 10 minutes in that game, depending on how good you are or what track you're on. So that's kind of fun about it, is that you can get something done in 10 minutes. I mean, if I'm trying to get something done in Battlefield or Call of Duty in 10 minutes, I can't get anything done in 10 minutes. That's enough time to get into a match and get killed twice, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Jamers asked us what we think about if Destiny is going to be worth it.
I do know that Destiny is going to be the most expensive game ever.
I forget what it was. I read it earlier, and it was a ridiculous
500 million, I believe.
Yeah, that is an expensive game, and I'm looking forward to the game. I've been trying to avoid a bunch of spoilers in it. I've know there's not too much out about it yet. The only thing I'm kind of iffy about, I mean, I'm gonna get the game no matter what. But if you look at some of the screenshots they've posted, I know it's made by the same people that made Halo. But it looks almost identical to Halo. It's its own new game. I think they should have changed it somewhat.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Destiny. I mean, it's first-person shooter, but it's RPG. I don't really know how far you can go with that, I guess.
Well, I'm a big RPG fan, so I mean, I at least look into just about all of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I'm going to buy it for sure. I'm going to play it. I just don't know if it's going to be a game that's going to be my next go-to game. Like, whether that's going to be... I really hope that it is. I do hope that it is. I sincerely hope that I get that game and it doesn't leave my Xbox. That's the game that's in my Xbox all the time. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to play Battlefield for a couple of rounds. And so I take out Destiny, put Battlefield in, play that for a few rounds. Like, oh, nope, going back to Destiny. I hope that it's that game. I hope that it can be a big release. And I hope it gives the Xbox the boost that it needs to be, you know, to do better than it's doing as far as sales go for the Xbox One. Although it is going to be available on all platforms, I'm aware of this.
Yeah, I mean, the Xbox One's not doing too bad. I know it picked up a little. I know PlayStation 4 is still way ahead. Out of the new gen consoles, the Wii U's still the one slacking.
Yeah, I don't even think Wii U's next gen, really. I mean,
it's kind of in between gens, I guess, but it is the newest one for Nintendo.
I haven't even touched a Wii U. I don't know.
It's a $300 system, which isn't too bad, but it has about 5 games I would personally want to play for it, so it's not worth it, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like they took the Wii U spray painted it black, or the Wii spray painted it black, and then gave you like a crappy little tablet.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the tablet doesn't really add a whole lot. Like Donkey Kong Freeze, whatever that Donkey Kong game is, doesn't even use the screen on the tablet at all. And that's one of the, that was one of their major titles.
Yeah, and that's one of their biggest selling ones too. Yeah. I know they're hoping Mario Kart 8 brings some sales in, which it most likely will.
Be done with Mario Kart, for the love of God. Seriously, stop making Mario Kart games.
I hate you. Stop talking.
They're all Mario Kart. I mean, I love Mario Kart. Don't get me wrong. I love playing that game, but there's not a whole lot that changes between one from the other.
No, it's... there's not. Nintendo just released a giant video for Mario Kart 8. There's a bunch of new racers and some new tracks that they've Good. Announced.
Good.
But, yeah, they could just probably do an update with one. the old one and be done with that, but nope, they want another $60 or whatever it is.
Mario Kart is the best because you can't be good at Mario Kart, but you can be really bad at Mario Kart. Like, I always felt like one round I do amazing and the next round I get wrecked. Like, I just do horrible. I feel like Mario Kart's a game that levels the playing field for everybody, and it's just fun no matter what.
And it destroys friendships.
It really does. It really does. Just so, because everybody else sucks at Mario Kart. It's not my fault they suck at Mario Kart.
Did you ever play Blur for the Xbox 360?
Blur? Negative. I don't have a 360. Okay.
It was essentially real cars, but then it was you had weapons, so it was kind of like a Mario Kart, but with real cars.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wonder what... I think there's the crew coming out, right? Isn't that... that's not really a fighting game, I guess.
The Crew, and then there was another racing game coming out soon. I haven't been into racing games for a little while. Forza, I'm not the biggest fan of. I'm not the biggest fan of being stuck on a track. And I haven't played the new Need for Speed yet.
I've not played the new Need for Speed. I've not played Forza either because I suck at racing games. Are you good at racing games or no?
I'm not bad at them. I'm not great either, but I mean, I like playing them. Like I said, I like to be able to free roam, though. That's why I've always leaned more towards the Need for Speed side. Being stuck on a track kind of just bums me out.
Forza does look amazing, though, I'll say that. But
The graphics are great on it, yeah. I mean, it's a fun game. It controls nice, but... yeah, I've never been super into them.
Fair enough. Let's see. So Battlefield 4 now has Rent-A-Server available on consoles. How do we feel about that?
Well, let's just start off. The day they released, they were up for about 20 minutes, and then they had to take them down because they were having issues with them, which shouldn't surprise any of us. It is EA and DICE we're looking at. They came back a couple days later and they sold out almost instantly, so we actually didn't be able to pick up one up for what we're doing, but I mean, I think the Rent-A-Servers are great for what they are.
Yeah, the Rent-A-Servers, I wanted one so bad. I've probably been one of the people that have wanted one more than anything in the world, and I can't seem to get my hands on one no matter how hard I try. Seriously.
Yeah, because for anyone who doesn't know, you have to rent it through the Battlefield menu,
the multiplayer menu. On your console.
Yeah, so they put them out at, like, what, 10 o'clock or something, my time, 8-ish, 9-ish your time, whenever they were. So anyone who was at work couldn't rent one. It has to be done through the console. And then they went down, and then they came back up, I forget when it was, I think it was, like, Wednesday, middle of the week. And it was the same thing. I was at work.
Yeah.
And essentially, by the time we got home, they were already sold out.
I was like, seriously, cue the Fry, shut up and take my money meme. Like, that's what I was sitting there at work doing. I was like trying to find any way to purchase it through Battlelog. I was like, just take my money, like clicking mad, like just where can I buy this? And I couldn't get it anywhere. And I was getting kind of frustrated.
Do you know if there's any issues still with them? I know, like I said, they closed them down almost immediately because they were having issues. They were having bugs with it.
I know that the A-Team, they bought one and they were playing whatever they do on it. And they were having sorts of lag issues, but, I mean, just Battlefield servers, like, what do you expect? I mean, it's pretty much kind of rubber banding, lag type stuff. Typical netcode errors or whatever that people complain about, but nothing too crazy, I don't think. So that shouldn't be too bad, I don't think. It'll be interesting. I want to get one. As soon as I can get one, we're going to do like our knives only and stuff, and that'll be fun. And we'll make sure that we can also make it so that it's unranked as well. That's something I'm looking forward to. That way we don't ruin our stats by doing knife only, because it can go either way. You can either get like 40 kills and die twice, or you can die like 50 times and only get 5 kills. Yeah, so that'll be kind of cool. I know. If you care about your stats.
There's some people we play with that do that. And whoever's not on Outlaw streams Friday or Saturday, it's usually his big Battlefield night. We do knife-only matches, defib-only matches. We've done pistol-only matches. So we like to, you know, just kind of run around and do whatever.
Yeah, it would be... yeah, hopefully we can get servers shortly. That's all I have to say about it, really. It'll be fun. Jammers is saying, if you were to make a game, what would you name it, and what games would you collaborate gameplay-wise? What do you mean? Like, what kind of game would we make, or?
I'd most likely make a first-person RPG. Those are my two biggest things. I love RPGs, and I like first-person shooting games. What I would name it, I guess it would depend on the setting and stuff of the game.
So, actually, a coworker and I this morning were talking about making a game for Twitch. He's kind of big into coding, and he actually owns a game engine that he purchased for a pretty good deal of money. So we were kind of talking about, he likes to watch my streams too. Sometimes you guys see him. His Twitch username is Guy Lai Y or something like that. He speaks Chinese, but he's a white dude. But anyways, whatever. He's a really cool guy, but he's really smart, and he likes to play around making games. He actually made kind of like a Minecraft-esque game the other day using Google's Draw Engine or something, so that was kind of fun. But we were talking about this morning, what kind of game would be fun to play on Twitch? So we came up with this just real quick idea of a game. It would be a horror-type game, because I think those are really fun to stream and really fun to play on Twitch. And what it would be is that you're in hell. And so the beginning of the game would start with you talking to the devil, right? And it would be your cliche devil, like in a tie, sitting behind a desk. And then in order to get out of hell, which this is something... So in order to get out of hell, everybody's given this chance to get out of hell. And the way you do it is you have to face your fears, right? So you're in a hallway, and there's somewhere between like 7 and 10 doors in this hallway. And what you do is each one of these doors contains one of your fears, right? And then the other parts of the room, some of the rooms are controlled by viewers, so the viewers are able to change what's in the room. So, for instance, if you're afraid of clowns, right? The first room you'd get to would be this clown room, and there'd be different challenges for each room, and they'd be random, and all the kind of things would be random. And in order to get through the game, you have to face your fears. And there's a lot that could be done with that kind of a thing. That was kind of an idea that we had just for fun. And so people on Twitch could say, oh, we're going to vote and we're going to make it so that this is going to happen. And this is what this room is going to be. You know, if you're afraid of heights, then there'd be a room with heights in it. But then you'd have to kind of pair that with something else. I don't know. Just kind of an idea that we had. It'd be kind of fun to do. What do you think of that kind of idea?
That'd definitely be an interesting concept. And I mean, it could essentially change every time you play it.
Exactly.
Because they pick it and there's so many phobias that people could have that, yep. I mean, you could essentially have a limitless gameplay of it.
That was kind of the point, was that's because we were talking about that. I said, you know, I streamed Daylight, and that was a lot of fun, but I feel like I can't really stream it again because it's lost its novelty to me, you know. There's, it's kind of lost its, I could play it again, but it's not going to be as fun because I know what's going to happen. Neebs is saying that there's kind of a game sort of like that. He's chatting with me on Steam, and he's listening to the podcast as well right now, which is cool. And he says there's kind of a game like that. He's probably going to tell me what it is right now. But he says he really enjoys Twitch interactive games. Yeah, I think that that's going to be a big thing here in the future, is the Twitch interactive games. But yeah, that's kind of like a modern take on Dante's Seven Levels, you know, Dante's Inferno type deal.
Yeah,
that's what we were going for.
Yeah, I mean, I'd enjoy watching that, and I'd probably enjoy playing it to myself. Probably pushed me more towards streaming.
Hashtag new Kickstarter right now. You guys heard it here first.
Someone go take his idea.
Yeah. Not really. Let's get the Kickstarter page started. Let's get this game rolling. We need somebody that actually knows how to code a game. Anyways, so I was kind of thinking about doing, guys, tell me if this is a good idea or not. Twitch plays BF4.
Quickly explain how you're going to be doing that, because obviously it wouldn't be like Twitch plays Pokemon where everyone smashes forward or back and A.
Okay, so what we would do is we would control as much as possible, except for the actual like controls of the player through Twitch. So what it would be, Nike's saying, are you ever going to stream the Outlast DLC one? I don't have Outlast. I'm debating whether or not to buy it. I've been debating that for about 2 days now. Anyways, so what we're thinking about doing is having straw polls up, right, in the chat. So you click on the straw poll, and so there'll be weapon loadout, like, so it'll be loadouts, right? You can change the loadouts, what weapons I'm going to use, what game mode I'm going to play, what map I'm on, and what my focus is going to be during that map, right? So it could be I'm going to have to play snipers only on Operation Locker, and I can't use anything besides a sniper rifle and a specific sniper rifle, whatever one I have, whichever ones I have unlocked. I don't have very many unlocked. What do you guys think of that idea? Like, is that something that's kind of fun, or do you think it's just kind of like, yeah, whatever?
I think it'd be entertaining, especially because then they could kind of, you could change it up every round too. It's not like, oh, we're going to do snipers only, and you're going to do it for a whole stream. It's going to be, you know, this round I'm doing snipers only, and if you're playing Conquest, like you said, people could say, we're going to vote, you're going to be mainly taking objectives, or mainly you're going to protect objective B or something, let's say. So it changes your gameplay, because most of the time you're running around in the middle of everything with your M16.
Yeah, as I say, I typically play one loadout specifically, and that is it. So it'd be kind of interesting to watch me try to do that kind of thing. Or like C4 only one round, you know, like I can only use C4, or I can only try to get defib kills. It'd be kind of funny, but I could just get killed the entire time. It'd be kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would say there's a fine line, like, maybe pistols with the defibs only, you know, something like that.
Right.
You could think about doing. So that way, you know, you're not trying to run up to someone's face the whole time. If you're far away, you can try to at least pistol them.
Okay, so Jamer says that game sounds amazing, but how would you do claustrophobic? I see heights would easy. Well, the thing would be, like, with heights, it wouldn't really be terrifying on a computer game to do heights, so you'd have to kind of compare, like, pair it with another phobia, and like claustrophobic would be really funny because you could do like locked in a tight area, but maybe you're also terrified of insects, so you're locked in a tight area and there's a bunch of insects crawling everywhere. So
yeah, you know, could be like in a factory, you have to crawl through the vent system or something.
Exactly,
something like that.
So there's a lot of stuff you can do with it, so that's kind of cool. Neebs is saying that he forgets the name of the game, but you could talk to the devil and were forced to do evil tasks to become an honored kid to the devil or something, but you can choose who you want to do it to, why you want to do it, and how you do it, but you're the son of the devil and was born as a human, and your goal is to sort of ruin them, if you could call it that. That's got a good storyline. This one would be basically, the idea behind mine was everybody gets this opportunity to leave hell. When you get sent to hell, you have the opportunity to leave by going through this challenge, and nobody ever makes it. And, you know, so your goal is to get your character through it. But, anyways.
That'd be a good Oculus game, because that way heights would really take effect then.
Yeah, that's true. That's what Jamer said. That'd be really work well with the Oculus, which is very true. I've never used Oculus, so I don't know. But could be interesting. what else has been going on this week, guys? I reached my 1,000 melee goal, if anybody cares, for Battlefield. That was kind of cool.
Yep, there was some hype in that game. It was going slow for a little bit, and then one game he was like, I'm going to do this before I go to work, and he had like 20 minutes left. And I think that game he had 20 kills, and about 11 to 15 of them were knives. So what he did, but he did it. After complaining about how bad the map is for knifing.
His kids were nubs, that's why. They weren't paying attention to anything. But what happens if you do leave hell? Well, then you win the game. That's what happens, Neebs.
You get a second life.
Yeah. I think you guys want us to talk about this game, my game idea, a little bit more, is what it sounds like. Am I correct in this? Or let me know if you guys want me to talk about that some more. I'll leave some dead air for a few seconds. Let's wait and see. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Nope. Nobody say anything. I don't know how long the delay is on the live stream on YouTube. I don't have it down to a science yet.
I personally think it'd be a fun game. It'd be definitely entertaining to watch. I mean, playing it would be pretty fun too, I think. Like you said, for heights, you'd have to pair it up with something else. You know, if someone's for some reason afraid of birds, there'll be like flocks of crows or something while you're trying to walk across a high rise or something like that.
I think it would be very interesting, and here's where it gets to be kind of fun. So the streamer has to put in their real phobias at the beginning of the game. So, for instance, I really don't like spiders. I'm not terrified of spiders, but I don't like spiders. I don't know what I'm really terrified of. I'm not sure, but
I have a severe phobia for elevators.
Elevators. See, so like you would put that in if you were going to stream that game. You'd say you don't like elevators, you don't like clowns, and you don't like whatever else, you know. That's what you'd put in. And then you have, so then the game does that to you, you know what I mean? And then the other people, and then like there could be an entire list, right? Like maybe the Twitch chat will say, "Okay, so Act Bear is afraid of this stuff. This stuff's already going to be included in the game, but this is the stuff that you guys can control." So in the elevator game, you're stuck in this elevator room and you have to go up and down or whatever, and it's like breaking and stuff or whatever. But then there's also rats, like, because you're afraid of rats, and the rats are attacking. Like, that'd be kind of fun, but you know, you have to obviously get good graphic design and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that would be, I think it's a pretty good idea for a game. Yes, Twitch chat gets to interact with the person that plays the game by determining what is going on in the level for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Jamers just put scared of birds, ? Those are probably my two biggest fears, birds and elevators. I think birds are rats with wings.
Now just execute it and get it made, scared of birds. Yeah, I guess that would be really bizarre. It'd have to be a lot of jump scares. Yeah, it would have to be like terrify scares, like creepy, like horror type stuff too, you know, like some of the macabre stuff. Kind of like how Outlast has some of that weird, bizarre, macabre type things going on. It has to be that kind of stuff as well. I think that would be a lot of fun for that. Let's see, what else has been going on this week, guys? Anything exciting going on?
Child of Light came out. I purchased it. I haven't had a chance to play it. It's essentially a side-scroller that you're controlling this girl. I haven't got too much into it, but it is an RPG. It's been getting great reviews.
So Neebs is saying, no, wait. At the beginning, you get to create your character and pick what he is not afraid to do, what you are afraid of. Like, the devil could pick your traits. Interesting. Anyways, Child of Light, I'm debating whether or not to get that game. Looks like it's kind of fun, but I don't really know. What's it about?
I'm not positive, to tell you the truth. I just kind of bought it sporadically. Like I said, I'm a big RPG fan, and there's not much out for the Xbox, so I said, hey, I'll give it a try. It's $15.99 or $14.99, I forget which one, so it's a cheap game.
And it's available on all platforms, correct?
It's on the PS4, the Xbox One, and I know Steam. I'm not sure if it's on the 360 or PS3.
Fair enough. Jamer says, what would you do if you got hit in the head by a shovel? Did you guys watch that Vine?
I did not.
You did not watch the Vine?
No.
It's white girls fighting, and this one white girl gets wrecked by a shovel. It's pretty hilarious, dude. It's like I was laughing because it was like Daisy in real life. Like she got smacked in the side of the head with a shovel and she just goes down. It's pretty awesome. I love that.
No, I haven't seen it. I've been playing Plants vs. Zombies again, which another EA game. It has its quirks, but I'm actually starting to like it a little more than Battlefield 4 just because it's different.
Interesting. I have not played Plants vs. Zombies at all. I've debated buying it probably about 10 times, but I have yet to pick it up.
Yeah, I'd say it's... I mean, I wouldn't say it's better than Battlefield 4, but I play it mainly with friends, so I'd rather play Plants vs. Zombies with a handful of friends than Battlefield 4 by myself, I guess.
Fair enough. I don't know. Plants vs. Zombies, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I'd like to get it, but... Child of Light graphics look amazing, but I wouldn't purchase it, is what Jamer says.
Back to Battlefield 4 real quick. I know you were saying something about having squad.
Squad join beta is now in effect. Basically what it is before the match starts, you are able to pick your squad and join as a squad to a game. So we always have this problem where everybody's on the other team. So instead, we can join as a squad at the beginning and we're all on the same team in the squad already when we start. I've yet to try it yet. It's in beta, if it's in beta in Battlefield, it's probably not going to work now. Probably broken.
It'd probably throw you in a squad deathmatch and put you all on different squads.
Yeah, right. Everybody's in a different squad, but you guys joined a squad, whatever, it works. Speaking of Battlefields, I'm working on becoming number one in the world at the M16A4, if that means anything to anybody.
Your last time I checked, number 12, I believe?
Yep, 12 as of this morning. That's exciting.
The only issue with that is number one has 30,000 kills with it, so he'll probably be number three for a while.
Yeah, that dude, I don't know. That's more kills than I think I have total in the game, even. Is that... That's Neeb says that sounds weird because then everyone could join your squad. No.
It'd be like Call of Duty, where it's essentially a pre-game lobby.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So it's...
Or Titanfall.
Yeah, so you invite whoever you want to your squad in, and then you join a game. So, I mean, if you only had... two people, then yeah, two more people could join in-game, but it's pre-game.
Yeah. So it's everybody gets together before the game, and it's actually an option like at the multiplayer menu. You do squad join, and then I'm guessing everybody has to be in the same party or something. I'm not sure how it works. We'll have to figure it out. I'll try it out, and you all join together, so that's kind of cool. Because we thought that was something that should have been in the beginning of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because when we have... I mean, obviously it wouldn't work when we have 16 people out of 20 in a game, but...
Yeah. Will you guys buy the next Battlefield game, and what time era do you think it is going to be in? It is rumored to be police-themed.
I'm on the fence about the new Battlefield. I like Battlefield gameplay-wise, but... knowing how EA and DICE are, I'll may go back to COD. I mean, it depends on... It's not something I'll pick up right when it comes out. I'd like to see how laggy and rubber banding it is, I guess.
I'll buy it anyways, just because I'm a game collector. I've got, like, every game for Xbox One, and I don't play any of them, but I've got them. Neebs wants to know thoughts on Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. The trailer was leaked last week, and everybody seems to be talking about it. What's your thoughts, Mike?
To be honest, what I'd like to see is Call of Duty and Battlefield just to disappear completely and bring in some new game, something different. I mean, sure, you get new guns, it's Advanced Warfare now. It's the same exact thing. Same thing with Battlefield. It's not much different than Battlefield 3. I mean, I'd like to see that's why I was excited for Titanfall. I wasn't super impressed with it, but it was still fun while I played it, and it was different, which I liked.
Yeah, I don't think that Advanced Warfare will be cool because it's going to be... at least they have those different things in there, like the boost or whatever, like exoskeleton type stuff. Different like attachments for the human body, which is cool. But at the same time, do you really think they're going to put that in the multiplayer? They're not going to. It's going to alienate every single one of their Call of Duty fans that already exist, because they like it to be the pure Call of Duty experience where it's, you know, just human versus human with guns or whatever.
I mean, they may put something like that in multiplayer, but I'm sure it'll be limited. I mean, it will essentially be, instead of their perk system, now you have this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. I think it'd be a perk. Like, a perk, you'll get, like, the leg thing, and you can jump higher or whatever for a minute or until your next kill. Like, that kind of thing. I don't think it's going to be, like, a main feature in the multiplayer. And I'm going to guess there's going to be multiplayer modes where you won't be able to get those things, because they still have to have competitive Call of Duty. And the competitive is not going to allow them to have those kind of weird things going on. Agree or disagree?
I mean, I'd agree. Like I said, I just kind of want something new. I mean, the Call of Duty is essentially Call of Duty. Battlefield's essentially Battlefield. They haven't changed in the past couple of games. They add a couple new features, and that's it. I mean, if Titanfall was a little better, I'd probably be still playing that. Not that it's a bad game for whoever likes it. It's just, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Neeb says, if they make a World War One or Two Call of Duty with next-gen graphics, I'd buy it. I'm kind of tired of war games, to be honest. I mean, come on, let's... Like, Titanfall was at least original, right? Like, it's on other planets, and you have giant robots, and you get parkour. And it wasn't the same kind of thing over and over again. But, yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun to have World War One or World War Two Call of Duty again.
And Nicky's asking if we played Halo. I did play all the Halos.
I've played every Halo as well. Not multiplayer, but I beat all the campaigns.
I've played multiplayer on Halo 2 and Halo 3, and I essentially stopped after that, after Bungie stopped making them. Essentially, I buy them for story now. Bungie had the better online multiplayer, I think. So I'm looking forward to the new one for story-wise, but I probably won't be playing it online.
Fair enough. I'm looking forward to the new one, and I'll buy it, and I'll stand by it no matter what, because hashtag Master Chief. I think that I love the Master Chief, and if there's a story with him in it, I'm there, and I'm sold on it, because he's one of, in my opinion, one of the best characters of recent years in games or in movies. I really enjoy his character and some of the depth they've given him, so I think that no matter what, I'm going to buy Halo. I'm going to like it, and I don't think I'll play the multiplayer that much. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. We'll see. I mean, Destiny's going to be out at the same time, so it's going to be kind of a weird thing. We'll see.
I mean, I'll play the multiplayer, but, I mean, it'll be probably brief. The last Halo that came out, I played it for maybe a month. I mean, not straight. It was bouncing back and forth between other games, but that was essentially it.
Right. Have you guys seen the trailer for the new game Evolve coming out? Evolve is actually not a new game. It's an older game they're doing a remake of. Yes, I have seen it. Looks like it'll be pretty fun. Looks like it's staying pretty true to the original.
Have you seen it? Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Evolve.
You saw it at PAX East, right?
PAX, yeah. And it looks like a great game. It looks like it's going to be a great game to play with three friends. I mean, there's a lot you can do in multiplayer, it looked like.
Yeah, walk us through the basics of the game, Mike.
I know Jamers asked about Sunset Overdrive. Have you seen anything on that?
Sunset Overdrive. When did he ask that? I didn't see that. There it is. Up. Okay, I see it. Gotcha.
I haven't seen too much on it. I did see a video. It's a parkour zombie game, and I think it's third person based, and you run around with a gun, so it kind of has it's just a parkour game, so it's different. I mean, it looks fun from what I saw in the one video I watched. I don't know too much about it, though.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this briefly. I don't like the cartoony graphics.
I mean, that is one thing. It does have the cartoony graphics, which if a game doesn't have the greatest graphics, but it has amazing gameplay, I don't mind. I mean, I would like more realistic graphics, but I don't mind cartoony graphics.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of these graphics. So it's a little... it looks like it'll be okay. I think I watched a video on this last time. We watched it before, I think. But yeah.
Personally, I'm not the biggest zombie fan anyway. I do like DayZ and stuff. The only zombie game I'm really looking forward to is Dying Light right now.
Yes, Dying Light does look amazing because it has a realistic factor.
Yeah, and we did talk about that in our last podcast. I know it was almost a two-hour podcast, but we did talk about that quite a bit if anybody is interested in hearing about it.
Yeah, go check out that one. Dying Light's going to be awesome. Yes, it is. Watch Dogs is going to be out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks and like 4 days, actually, I guess, right?
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that game. And I know we touched upon this previously, too, but it did start as a racing game. So, I mean, as good as it looks as what it is now, I think it's going to have some amazing, you know, car driving scenes and stuff that you have to do, too.
Yes, Neebs, we talked about Spider-Man at the beginning, if you missed it. I actually streamed it. For the most part, I have about probably 30-40 minutes left of the game, and then I'll stream that the last 30-40 minutes here in the next day or two. Probably not tomorrow morning, but probably tomorrow night if I stream it all. Will be that. I don't know. Anything else you want to touch bases on, Mike? You got
We touched on all the games that I'm looking forward to that are coming up soon. I mean, obviously, there's some that are later in the year, but
Halo 2 Anniversary? Is that what he's saying? I don't know what he's saying there.
The Halo 2 Anniversary, I think he's talking about.
Are they releasing it on next gen?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, the movie, Neebs. I have not seen the movie yet. I will see it. What do you guys... Did you guys hear the rumor that Left 4 Dead 3 is being processed? No, but I wouldn't doubt it by any means.
They released something on Mass Effect 4, for whoever's a fan of the Mass Effect games. There's not much on it, but it has been announced. So that's something to be looking forward to if you guys are a fan of Mass Effect.
Dun, dun, dun. I bought a new game on PC the other day. It is called Dead Effect. It is $4.99. It is an early access. It is basically a first-person shooter zombie game set in space. It's actually pretty damn cool, to be honest. Whether or not anybody cares or not, but maybe I'll stream it at some point. It's not even listed in the thing, but it's kind of cool. I also bought Infestation Survivor Stories. I streamed that a little bit. It's freaking hard, and I don't like it. It was only $5, though, so whatever.
Jamers would like to know if if GTA was released for Xbox or PC, would we get it? And nope. I don't care. Everyone's going to hate me. I hate the GTA series.
I won't buy it either. Don't like it.
I liked a couple of the early GTAs, but I played them for a little bit.
I like Vice City. Vice City was the best.
I know it's supposed to come out for the Xbox One eventually. Same thing for the PS4. Same thing for the PC. I mean, I'd assume they're going to wait for the heist mode to come out so that once it's out, they'll just release it for the next gen and stuff so everything's there. That's what I assume they're doing, and that's why it's taking so long. But yeah, I will not be purchasing GTA 5.
I just don't like GTA. I don't know what it is. I can't get into it. I don't know. Like, I like it, but at the same time, I don't. Will you ever stream Gary's Mod? Yeah, Lady Recluse actually donated to the stream so that we could purchase it. I purchased it, and I played it a little bit. I'm waiting to kind of figure out how I'm going to stream it, what game mode I'm going to stream, and kind of get in the hang of it before I stream it. But yes, I will be streaming Gary's Mod. Probably going to be doing Prop Hunt. I've been playing around in, like, the free world type game, messing around the sandbox stuff. It's been kind of fun. I use like the tool gun and do dynamite to kill, and so I just spawn like 25 NPCs and just dynamite everybody. I don't know why, but I thought that was really amusing for a while. Do you play Gary's Mod at all, Akbar, or no?
I don't have it. I have played it before. I mean, it's fun. It's something I've never purchased.
Yeah. I bought Retro City Rampage. It's a $1 retro game. It's kind of cool. Neeb says, Prop Hunt! Exclamation point. Wants me to play Prop Hunt. All right. Anything else? Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Did you play that?
Stupid. I have played them before. It's I like them. It's third person, so it's different. It's,
hard.
Like I said, it's a different FPS. Not FPS, it's actually third person. It's a different shooting game, so I played it for a while on the 360 when they had that.
Yeah, I tried playing on PC. I suck at it. I don't like it very much.
360 shooter games do not seem to be your thing.
No, I am not good. PC shooters do not seem to be my thing, okay?
Because I believe you played, what other game did you buy? Team Fortress, was it?
That oh, God, I suck at that game too, man.
That's actually a fun game. I like that one.
Neebs is talking about the Mary Jane Easter egg in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 movie. I don't know what he's talking about. I haven't seen it yet. No spoilers, Neebs. I will see the movie eventually, but I saw Captain America. That movie was awesome. If anybody wants to hear about that.
I have not seen it.
I love Captain America, dude. Captain America is a bomb. All right. Well, if there's nothing else for us to touch on, do you have anything else that you would like to add, or does anybody else out there in the Twitch, or I mean, not in Twitch, in chat or in the comment section, have anything else they want us to talk about? Do we talk about The Division? We've talked about that like in every podcast. Anything else anybody wants to talk about? We're here. Me and Bacon play it all the time. You should stream Prop Hunt, and we can play just sane. Okay, yeah. All right, guys.
That's why most of the games that are coming out soon, so.
All right, well, if that is it, then I guess we will call it a night. For those of you that don't know, please make sure to follow us on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and any other social media except for Facebook, because Facebook is the devil. If you guys go to itoutlaw.com, you guys can go there and you guys can find links to everything except for Twitch. I don't think I have on there. twitch.tv/itoutlaw. If you guys want to follow me on Twitch, watch my live streams where we play just about every game I can get my hands on. And Mike, where can we find you at, brother?
On Xbox One, I am Across Two Bear. On Twitch, I am ActBear, which is ACTBEAR. And on Twitter, which I just recently got, I am horrible at it. I am ActBear91.
GG Twitter, GG. You're horrible at Twitter. How are you horrible at Twitter?
I just don't know how to use it.
Fair enough.
I've tweeted like two things, I think.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out, guys. Appreciate everybody hanging out here in the podcast. I appreciate those people who download this podcast after as well. You guys can also do that on the Apple iTunes Store. Just search for the Greatest Gaming Duo Podcast, and you can listen to it on your car ride home or to work, like I do myself, because I liked hearing ActBear's sweet voice in my ear as I drive to work. So thanks for hanging out, guys. Have a good night. We'll catch you guys in the stream sometime.